Our readings today hold out for us one of the great tensions in the Christian life. That is the interplay between, on the one hand, the law, rules, commandments, and on the other side, the life of freedom, grace. These two are held in tension, and in fact, on the surface, it looks like they're directly opposed, law and freedom. But in our scripture readings today, we see in the first reading kind of the praise of the commandments. The Israelites have left Egypt, that place of slavery, and have made their way through the wilderness to the promised land, where they will supposedly be free. But we see Moses enjoining on them commandments, statutes, limitations. The Israelites themselves at times complain. Perhaps they feel that, you know, they left one set of rules in Egypt supposedly to be free, and now they have a new set of rules. Why all the rules? Eventually, the Israelites are able to see, though, that the rules are, in fact, God's gift, and they accept them. It reminds me a little bit of my own learning of music as I was growing up. Many of you know that I play the trumpet. I started to learn in sixth grade, and I remember very much when I first started, I had in mind all the great trumpet players that I would listen to in recordings. I loved to hear them. I wanted to be like them. So when I started trumpet, that's what I had in my mind. My band director, however, had something much different in mind. When I started to play the trumpet, he gave all of us our book of scales. I'm like, with all the maturity and wisdom of a sixth grader, I surmised, I don't like this. This is stupid. I don't like scales. That's not why I wanted to play trumpet. Scales are no fun. I want to play the songs. Let me play the songs. That's how I felt in sixth grade. But thankfully, we don't stay as sixth graders forever. We get older, and especially as you mature more on your instrument and in music, you start to see just how important those scales really are. You see, the scales are kind of like the rules, if you will, the structure. Music itself has an order to it. And if you're going to be good at it, well, you've got to learn those scales and those drills and exercises. Because then, when you get to that music that you think is cool, you find out that, oh, I need all that stuff. In fact, it's easier to play that music that I want to when I know the scales, when I know the rules. Scales kind of provide the framework. That's a little bit what I think God is like as he gives us his rules. You know, we think a lot about the rules that God gives us, especially in the Catholic Church. A lot of times we're accused of being a religion that is unnecessarily preoccupied and focused upon all these rules. I don't want to be Catholic. There are too many rules. I think rather than focusing on just the rules, we need to focus rather on who those rules come from. St. James reminds us in the second reading, every good gift comes down from heaven, from our Father. All those rules come from a Father who loves us. It's not a mistake that God is referred to in this way, as a loving parent. After all, if you look at earthly parents, what parent wouldn't give their kids rules to help them? It's not that parents are out to be mean and restrict their kids' freedom, although as kids we certainly think that. Mean old mom won't let me do what I want. Well, hopefully we grow up and we realize that maybe mom wasn't so mean. Mom made rules like no playing football in the street. At the time, it seemed so restrictive. But then if you think about it, mom made that rule because she loves you. And number two, after you've been hit by a car, do you really think you're more free? No, you're a pancake on the pavement that's probably in the hospital and is very much not free anymore. Parents in their wisdom know these things. So don't play in the street is a good rule. If that's the wisdom that earthly parents are able to have, imagine how much more wise our Heavenly Father is. He made us. He knows exactly the rules, the framework that we need to be happy. That's why he gives us the rules, because he loves us and he wants to be happy. Now, that helps us to see, I think, the importance of the rules, the framework for our happiness. But there's a danger that our gospel brings out today. Our gospel shows us how things can go to the other extreme. When life becomes too much about the rules, when the rules themselves become oppressive. Jesus is actually criticizing this in the scribes and Pharisees. Because originally the rules there about cleanliness were meant to point to our hearts. We're supposed to be clean of heart, to get rid of those evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, etc. But the Pharisees have forgotten all about that kind of cleanliness, and they're obsessed with rules and rules upon rules of cleaning cups and kettles and jugs and beds and purifying yourself if you're going there and purifying yourself from coming here. And the rules are no longer helping them be clean of heart. They're just becoming oppressive. The rules are not meant to become an end in themselves. As if one day we could stand before God and show, look, God, I kept all these rules. I did this and this and this and this. You know, as if that could win us heaven. Or as if God could love us more because we're able to check off things in a box that we kept all the rules. So, on the one hand, yes, we have to love the rules. We can't just ignore the rules. They're for our happiness. And if we break them, likely we will be unhappy. But on the other hand, we will be just as unhappy if we make the rules our God and think that somehow we can divorce them from the Father who loves us. I think in music, again, there's maybe kind of a middle ground that provides an analogy. And I mentioned that, you know, after you get those scales down, there are great kind of patterns in the notes in the page that you can see, and it makes it easier. In fact, we call someone who has mastered those patterns a virtuoso. Someone who is virtuous and is just able to make their instrument do whatever they want. But in the middle between knowing the structure and being oppressed, in music there's something we call jazz. Now, I admit I'm not so much the greatest jazzer. I did a little bit, but mainly legit stuff. I played concert band, marching band, and every now and then, though, in basketball band, we'd be doing some kind of a jazz piece, and there's this point where it just comes time for a solo break. If you know jazz, that's so much of what jazz is about. You know, there's a basic kind of pattern to the music. You might have a name to the song, and maybe it's got a little chorus. But in the middle, it's just trumpet break, 64 measures. Hear the changes, go, make it up. I think that's a little bit maybe more what God has in mind for us. Not that he's going to script every note on the page for us, like in concert band maybe, but maybe more like a little jazz combo. You got a page, and now all it says is, here are the changes. C, F, D, back to C. Make up the notes, do what you want. You see, someone who is skilled in the basic rules, the scales, arpeggios, they can do that and do masterful things with just the chords, improvise. And it's beautiful. We look at them and we say, man, he is good. He can do whatever he wants to. It looks like he's free almost. Now, he's still got to stay within the rules. Because if you're playing in the key of F and the band's in the key of A, it's not going to sound so good. You got to stick to the basic rules. But within that, great freedom. I think that's what God has in mind for us. He gives us those rules as kind of the boundaries. Almost like the boundaries on an athletic field. You know, the football field's got the boundaries. But we don't really watch a football game to pay attention to the boundaries. It's what goes on in the middle that's exciting. That's where God wants us living our Christian life. Not pretending as if there are no boundaries, not over preoccupied with the boundaries, but playing the game, improvising, making our own music in the middle. That's a beautiful way to live our Christian life. That's what God has in mind for us. But we've got to be active in it. St. James tells us, don't just be a hearer of the word, be doers of the word. So we've got to go out, and we've got to do it. But each one of us is going to do it a little differently. No two jazzers are going to play probably the same solo break the same way. In fact, the same guy, if you hear him play it twice, probably doesn't do it twice the same way. That's the uniqueness of all of our gifts. Yeah, they're rules, but the rules are pretty wide. And in the middle, God says, go be yourself. Improvise. Make it up. be you. We need that. We need the beauty in the middle, where we are free, we're open, we need that creativity that comes from us within the rules. Yes, you might say we actually need all that jazz. St. Irenaeus leaves us with a quote that I think sums it up a little bit. He says that far from God oppressing us, he says that the glory of God, the thing that makes God most happy, is man fully alive. The glory of God is man fully alive. May we go out, respect his rules, love him for his fatherly care, and then improvise. Give great glory to God with the unique way that we live our lives fully alive.